producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. On a Thursday, here we go. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Hopefully in the next hour, we're going to be joined by Adrian and Aaron Chavez. These two young fellas are the creative minds behind Salient Arms International. I have a few of their guns. I have a couple of their guns, and I have another one on the way. And if I had my way, every one of my guns would be a Salient Arms International gun. But I'll let them explain what they do. I could try, but I'm going to fall short. From the very beginning, the anti-gun Dems, the mainstream media, everybody complicit in trying to paint us as bad people, have also tried to paint us as racists. Everybody that wants to carry a gun, we're all right-wing, we're all white, and we're all male. And the open carry movement in Texas, that's how they've been trying to characterize this, as a bunch of white male rednecks that want to intimidate people. The fact that open carry protesters are often represented by African Americans, Hispanics, Asian Americans, women, has been heretofore completely ignored. It doesn't fit that narrative that the anti-gun Democrats are trying to create. Another assertion that has been made repeatedly is that if a group composed of minorities attempted a similar open carry march, the police would shoot them to pieces, or that white society would lose their minds in hysterical fear. And this past weekend, that hypothetical walk became a reality. And somehow it seemed that everything went off without a hitch. And this actually happened last Wednesday. Was it? Maybe it was yesterday. A group of about 30 people conducted an armed self-defense patrol in parts of South Dallas. The people, members of the Huey P. Newton Gun Club, walked along sidewalks and into a neighborhood restaurant along Martin Luther King Boulevard. The gun club said in a release that the recent murders of unarmed black, brown, and whites across the United States of America has eradicated trust in the police. Interesting observation. The gun club was created for community policing and self-defense. Now, those of you who may be of, say, my age, no doubt recognize the name of Huey P. Newton, the co-founder of the Black Panthers. Is no doubt that the Huey P. Newton Gun Club might have a militant leftist and racial bent to its messaging. And you know what? For me, that's okay. The Second Amendment, like the rest of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, applies to all of us equally. And considering how black Americans have been disenfranchised by both political parties over the years, I can't blame them for having a chip on their shoulders to a certain degree. All in all, this was a very good march. The Huey P. Long Gun Club got their message across. Despite the messaging of the media and everybody else and the suppositions that were made, the police and the citizenry respected their right to exercise their First and Second Amendment rights without anyone losing their minds. Shannon Watts, presumably on her second box of wine, probably hiding behind her Bloomberg security detail, could not be reached for comment. Does Shannon Watts seem to you like a box wine type of chick? Oh, I'm sorry, lady. Anybody want some more wine? I just need some scissors to open it up. Genesis Communications. You know, I don't talk too much about Minnesota because Minnesota is relatively sedate comparatively, or at least based upon what I know about it. So something popped up on my radar the other day about Minnesota. That's where Genesis is out of, and there's a representative there, Democrat Ron Ehrhardt, 84 years old. He doesn't like to answer surveys from constituent groups and seems to have a particular dislike for the Minnesota Gun Owners Civil Rights Alliance President Andrew Rothman, who was seeking his response to a candidate survey. He had an allegedly explosive response to the request for answers to a gun rights survey that was way over the line. The GOCRA sent out surveys this summer, two emails asking Ehrhardt, 84, to respond to their questions. He didn't respond, so at 5:19 p.m. on July 19th, Rothman followed up with a phone call. This is how the conversation went, according to an affidavit signed by Rothman. When contacted, the individual answering the phone identified himself as Ron Ehrhardt. Your affiant identified himself and reminded Representative Ehrhardt of the approaching questionnaire deadline. Representative Ehrhardt indicated that he did not intend to complete the survey. Your affiant, following the procedure used with each candidate, reminded Mr. Ehrhardt that the GOCRA policy was to give a special F grade to candidates with no voting record or survey, as set out in the How Will This Information Be Used section of the introduction. Representative Ehrhardt responded, yelling, "Give me a double F. No more surveys. You come near me and I'll blow your head off." And then Representative Ehrhardt disconnected the phone call after a duration of 78 seconds. This coming from the compassionate political party. It never ceases to amaze me how we keep reelecting the same tired individuals over and over. South Carolina, we have been some of the worst. We have been some of the worst. We had Strom Thurmond. Strom Thurmond was a century old in the Senate. Every time I saw him on television, he was just sitting there staring vacantly with his mouth hanging open. And Fritz Hollings, who was the junior senator when he retired, he was the junior senator of South Carolina at one time when Strom Thurmond was a senior senator. And Fritz Hollings had been in the Senate for decades, and he was approaching 80. What does it take to get some new blood, some new ideas into Congress? And why do you keep reelecting all these old guys? Why do we keep doing that? Why? And why is it okay? You know, if I call somebody up and I say, "Hey, I'd like you to take my survey," and they say, "I really don't want to," and then I go, "You know what? If I ever see you on the street, I'm going to blow you clean out of your socks." I'm liable to get a phone call. Maybe a visit or two. Maybe my guns might be inventoried. I might get a new jacket with straps. Why does this guy get away with it? He sort of reminds me of Steve Railsback when he played Charles Manson in Helter Skelter. He looks demented. I wonder if he's on psychotropic drugs. Maybe he needs to be. That's just me musing out loud, though. Don't take it seriously. I'm not trying to be mean-spirited. I'm just making observations. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. When Mike Bloomberg is not busy wasting $150,000 trying to unseat a pro-gun sheriff, or not busy looking up at somebody that's 5'8", and when Shannon Watts is not busy opening up that third or fourth box of wine, what they like to do is they like to target a business and try to extort them into taking away your right to carry in a place. Now, Starbucks, Jack in the Box, Chipotle, Target, they all did the minimum amount necessary to appease them because a lot of these places were being hit by the open carriers in Texas. But they never banned guns there. They had non-ban bans. So when Starbucks, when their CEO came out and said, we'd really like for our patrons to leave their guns at home, we could legally look at him and say, thank you very much for that suggestion, Mr. Starbucks CEO. Now shut up and make sure my latte is the right temperature. When Target said that, I mean, they had crime erupting all around them all of a sudden. They hurriedly came out and said, we didn't ban guns, we just banned open carry. Which you can't do. You're not in charge of the law. You can keep somebody from open carrying in your store, to be sure, but you can't ban it. You can only ask them to leave. So, you know, we need to look at the CEO of Target and tell them, thanks very much for that suggestion, CEO of Target. Now shut up and try to continue to look like an upscale Kmart. Now, a couple of businesses, though, summarily told the Moms Demand Action or Every Town or the Mayors Against All Guns or whoever was the point for people on these things to stick it. First one up was Staples. The Moms Demand Action had been going to Staples and walking in. Staples is a corporate environment. They're not franchisees. So when they would go in and speak to the manager of the Staples, the manager of the Staples runs the Staples, but he's not in charge of any policies. And they would say, we want you to make this a gun-free zone. He'd be like, I can't do that. I'm not the corporate entity. I can certainly pass it along. And on their way out, they would stick a no-gun sign on the door. And they would get recorded. They'd pull the no-gun sign off the door, and that person would be banned from the store. Then they went to Staples headquarters, and the Staples CEO had them escorted off the property. Enter Kroger. According to Kroger, coming out of the Wall Street Journal, a Kroger spokesperson has said that Bloomberg-esque requests have been made, requesting them ban guns from their property. Kroger has said that the company will continue to allow carry, both concealed and open carry, as allowed by local law. In other words, if the anti-gun hoplophobes want to keep me from carrying my 1911 when I'm shopping for football season snacks, you're going to have to take it up with my legislators because my local business, Kroger, has decided that such public policy debates are not really corporate America's jurisdiction. No kidding. Kroger is not pro-gun. Starbucks is not pro-gun, but they're not anti-gun either. You know what they are? They're pro-grocery sales. They're pro-coffee sales. They're pro-chair sales. They're pro-office supply sales. Pro-fajita sales. That's what they are. They're not supposed to take a stand. They're supposed to conduct business. Moms Demand and Every Town and all these guys trying to bully private businesses into changing their policies. Since they have failed miserably to win elections or influence public policy, this is them grasping at straws and gasping, too. Now, there are those that think that the antics of some of these long gun carriers in Texas have led some of these guys to make these knee-jerk reactions, but they haven't banned anything. I think Jack in the Box and Sonic have actually banned guns on the property, but, you know, I just saw Jack in the Box close the other day. Here in the upstate of South Carolina. I wonder when that ban went into effect if a lot of, you know, you're telling me I can't have a gun in the car? Who died and made you boss? Kroger has decided to not even entertain them, to appease them in any way by saying, forget it. What are you going to do now? What can they do? They can come out and Shannon can get off that box of wine and stick her face in the camera. I'm always, there's this one picture of her addressing the camera where they have like the fisheye lens looking at her, where her, you know, should I be belittled? Yeah, maybe I should. Maybe I should not do that. Maybe I should just mind my P's and Q's. What you think? it's such low-hanging fruit. Here's the thing. When I see a business that respects the local law, I don't put them on the spot. Period. Now, this is not me being mealy-mouthed or anything, because I know why they're in business. If I go into a record store that respects the local law and I can carry in there, and, you know, it's not really even a topic, I'm not going to put them on the spot. Sometimes doing nothing accomplishes a lot. Sometimes doing nothing takes you everywhere you want to go. Sometimes doing nothing is completely constitutional. Now, for those that do have these gun ban signs up that are private businesses, I have been known to walk in there and literally wave dollars in their face and say, "You won't be getting these." Because I got to go find my gun that I hid in the wall over here in the alley because I couldn't come in here. I just want to let you know that you just turned a law-abiding citizen away because I carry a gun. I also carry a mobile phone. And the primary thing that you want me to carry, my wallet, I carry that too, but I won't be carrying it in here. Thank you. Thank you very much. But there's anybody that trusts you to carry a gun anywhere, this is a person that believes in the Constitution. I know that seems shockingly simple, but I think it is that simple. I know plenty of politicians claim to be Republicans that don't see it that way. That's why I don't give any quarter to the Republicans. They take the Senate this year and we stop Obama as far as some of the stuff he does. He'll try to do it in other ways. But maybe we won't have to fight gun control a little bit, for a little while. We'll see. We're going to talk about El Presidente when we get back on Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Larry Sneff. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Eye.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Free Strike Eye keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right. Welcome back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. During the presidents sometimes need to just shut up. Especially when something's going on in a locale. They really don't need to get involved in that. In the 70s, when Manson was on trial for the Tate LaBianca murders, Nixon got out there and said, he's probably guilty. And then Manson showed the jury a headline of a newspaper saying Nixon says Manson is guilty. Which, things like that can lead to technicalities like mistrials and such. That, you know, do you really want to see justice carried, justice thwarted because somebody just can't shut up? Shutting up is good sometimes. Well, the president got involved in it. He said, via the Chicago Tribune, while I understand the passions and the anger that arise over the death of Michael Brown, giving in to that anger by looting or carrying guns or even attacking the police only serves to raise tensions and stir chaos. It undermines rather than advancing justice. Now, people of my generation, let me now take you back to the time when we used to watch Sesame Street. Remember that game on Sesame Street? One of these things is not like the other. Do you remember that? The president mentions looting, carrying guns, and attacking the police, but these three things are not all the same now, are they? Two of these things are crimes, and one of them is not. In Missouri, there are no state permit requirements for the purchase of a rifle, shotgun, or a handgun. There's no state licensing requirements to possess these guns either. Concealed carry is legal in the state with a valid endorsement or a permit. Now, we've seen shop owners protecting their shops with weapons. And I hazard a guess that a lot of people driving around just going back and forth to work that are not in the protest or anything are probably carrying guns with them. Some shops that haven't been looted or destroyed have actually been saved because of people carrying guns. It's called the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights, Mr. President. It's something we still have in this country despite your very best efforts. Beyond all that, it's sad. It's sad and it's ironic that the man that is supposed to be the president of the most powerful nation on the planet today would use this tragedy and the fallout that has come since that tragedy as an excuse to demonize guns in the hands of civilians. When the dead teen everyone is protesting over here in Ferguson was completely unarmed and shot at least 6 times by a police officer, including 2 shots to the head. Now, we're going to find out more. We don't know what happened there yet. I'm hearing all about these 12 eyewitnesses, and I'm surprised nobody has that on there. Nobody did a mobile video of it, and maybe somebody did. But we're going to find things out about that as time goes on. Even though the Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has already prejudged and calling for this, even though they're trying to mess with the police haven't even charged this officer. And they may not. And what happens if they don't? What happens if they do an investigation and it turns out that shoot was righteous? You know, guy's got a broken orbital bone around his eye. That's a whole lot of force being concentrated to break that particular part of your face. They're also saying he may have post-concussive syndrome. Most football players that get that have to play in the NFL for 15 years. He got it all in one shot. So what's going to happen if the Ferguson police do an internal investigation and no charges are brought? According to Obama, we have this town that's angrily protesting what they feel is a shooting murder at the hands of the police of an unarmed teenager, and they should just, everybody, according to Obama, should just give up their guns altogether. So that the only people who have guns in that town are these same police. They're telling, we've got to have justice for the Brown family, and we're going to do that by, it's a good idea, just leave your guns at home. Here's the other thing. This is the thing that bothers me the most about this. There are opposite types of crime, white on black. There's black on black. There's cops shooting unarmed people all over. All over. And what is unarmed? Explain to me what unarmed is. People are killed by being beat to death with fists more often than people are killed with any sort of long gun out there. Being unarmed is not making you not dangerous. Being unarmed means you don't have tools. Now, at certain points, size comes into play, which young Mr. Brown was a pretty big kid. That had something to do with it, I'm sure. But what does unarmed mean exactly? Now, according to Mark Glaze, when he was the head of the Mayors Against Illegal Guns, somebody could be coming at you with an axe handle, and in Mr. Glaze's in his view of the world, that guy was unarmed. If you had a gun. But somebody with nothing in their hands, if they're bigger than you and stronger than you and they're 20 feet away from you, in 3 seconds they're going to be on you. And there's certain things, like if they know how to put you in a naked choke, 8 seconds, you're out. If they hold it, give it a little bit more time, you're dead. Or maybe they just want to pummel you to death. I mean, how do you like it? How do you want this to play out? Do you want to be beaten to death or choked to death, strangled? How do you want it to play? So, and you don't know how far it's going to go. When somebody gets a full head of steam at you and they're coming at you from 20 feet away, you've got 3 seconds to make a decision. Maybe. Depending on how fast they are. Might be less. Might be more. But it isn't a whole lot of time. And if you take that shot, don't hesitate. If it's happening to you, don't hesitate. Don't think about this. Don't think about Ferguson. Don't think, oh, well, you know, maybe I need to revisit whether I'm carrying a gun or not. Oh, yes, carry the gun. Carry it by all means. Because nobody has the right to hurt you. Nobody. Anyway, you know, the president's out there saying all this stuff, and I guess it's a little bit like, why would anybody in Ferguson need to be able to personally protect themselves? On the one hand, you got bands of people roaming the streets, and on the other hand, you got initially, thank you there, DiCorzo, average man can cover 21 feet in 1.5 seconds. That's how long you have to make it. That's how long this officer had to make a decision on what to do. And he already had a broken eye socket. Is it fair to think that he has decided, I cannot evenly match this man hand to hand? But what have we had in Ferguson? What have we seen? We've seen the roving bands of people, a la Mogadishu. And we've seen police driving around in MRAPs and pointing sniper rifles at people. Firing rubber bullets at them, and tear gas and all this other stuff. Perfect storm. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Policy issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. It's already coming in. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. I just about went the wrong way again. You know what worries me right now? ISIS worries me right now. And there's one thing about terrorism that you have to understand. Terrorism has to be funded. They have to get their money from somewhere. ISIS worries me right now because I have a president who doesn't pay. You know, when they beheaded this journalist the other day, the Prime Minister of England, Cameron, cut his vacation short and came home, and Barack Obama went back to Martha's Vineyard. He's not paying attention to what's going on. At the same time, we have the immigration issue with our southern border absolutely gaping. And these guys can just waltz in here if they want to. We've seen ISIS flags being flown in certain parts of the United States. Now they always get approached and they vanish. But where is this money coming from? And if we know where this money is coming from, why aren't we doing something about it? And why is the same guy who's at Martha's Vineyard right now, probably teeing up for the next round, who wants to disarm you and I, not doing something actively about it? See, here's the thing. In courthouses, if I go into a courthouse, I know there's police officers there. I know I can't carry my gun there. I don't have a problem with that. In police departments, same issue. Anything else is where I draw the line. Because if I'm going in somewhere where there is not no where there's no guns allowed that I can carry, then somebody needs to be in place, packed and strapped and ready to rock if something comes through the door. ISIS. Now, this is all according to the CIA World Book, okay? The banker of ISIS and quite a few of these terrorist organizations resides in Qatar. Now, it sounds like I'm saying G-U-T-T-E-R. It's Q-A-T-A-R. Qatar, if you like. And the U.S. administration knows this. Qatar is a feudal mini-state whose population is rife with slaves, For racing camels, they castrate the jockeys as young boys. Most of these people have been bought in slave markets of East Africa. This little country has been ruled by the Al Thani family for almost 200 years. Among other things, the family owns and controls the Al Jazeera media network. In size, they are the world's 166th country. Has a nominal population of slightly over 2 million, of which 75% are between the ages of 25 to 50 years old. So in other words, it is an aging population with fertility significantly below replacement. And this is the banker to the world of terror. The Muslim Brotherhood, Al-Qaeda, Hamas, Boko Haram, and many more. They tend to pay more attention to Sunni organizations than to Shia. When I say more attention, they have no problem funding Hezbollah and Syria as well, just more quietly. They also supply a very large percentage of gas for most East Asian countries like Japan and China, India, Singapore. This is their principal export other than terror. Senior members of Hamas live in gutter, in a very high state of luxury. They import everything in order to survive. There's no native industry there other than petroleum and no agriculture. 100% of their electricity is made from fossil fuels and extremely dirty plants. In terms of what's going on in Gaza between with the Israelis and everybody else, gutter is the problem. They are not the solution. Let's go to the phones. John in Austin. Yes, sir.
Bill.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh. Can you hear me okay?
Fairly.
Okay, yeah, the guard alarm system just went off. Let's see. Is that better?
Yeah, I got you. I got you 5x5.
Okay, I got to... All right, let's come back on me. But okay, here we go. You know, ISIS is the funding. There's been some talk that our government has been funding an inconframed element by ISIS. And also, Saudi Arabia is a major source of funding through the Wahhabi sect of Islam. To these terrorist organizations. Plus, they have a lot of sympathizers around the world. You would be surprised at some of the sources of funding that are being utilized that are in the commission of crimes of fraud and the gains. The financial gains of the fraud are being used to fund these terrorist organizations happening right here in our country. Bill?
I'm just listening to you.
Okay. And so why the Obama administration... Basically, Obama, if you will, and his crew, I think the vast majority hate us and have abandoned us. They have certainly abandoned us on the border. When Obama failed to show up at the funeral of the two-star general who was gunned down and killed in Iraq, I believe it was, yes, and... that just really tells me everything I need to know about this guy and about his leadership ability. And as far as I'm concerned, he's null and void. Unfortunately, there seems to be no people willing to step up to the plate who are authorized to take him out of his office. I don't mean take him out, but to impeach him or censor him. And remove him from office.
There doesn't seem to be a lot of political will to do this. Here's the problem I have with this whole supposition of what's going on with ISIS and all these little splinter groups that are out there taking down helpless people. If we know where the funding is coming from, and we don't do something about it, and at the same time, we've got this big gaping hole in the southern border, and at the same time, they're trying to disarm us. This is a turning point for me. This is a turning point for me. I saw a picture of one of the ISIS representatives the other day, and he was doing a video. He's standing in front of a fence. On the fence. Now, I don't know anybody, and I know a lot of ex-military dudes, salty dudes. I don't know anybody who stands and poses for a picture like this cat standing for with his backdrop, because there's about, I don't know, I think I counted 8 heads impaled on a fence behind him. He's just standing there wearing his Seiko watch, pointing at the camera with his beard and no mustache and no hair and, you know, being fierce. If we're not doing something about the funding and we're not doing something about the terrorists and we're not doing anything about the border, but we are trying to be disarmed, if this president is trying to disarm us, this is way beyond anything. This is way beyond corruption, left, right, center, dead center, left of center, right of center, all of that. This is a turning point for me.
It should be, Bill, because you're right on all 3 points. He has abandoned his administration has abandoned the border.
Running out of time, John. Thank you for the call. Hopefully, coming up next, we're going to be joined by the boys from Salient Arms International. We'll see if we get them. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.